Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong rally in New York City protests CCP's 19 years of persecution. Mother tortured to death, father arrested for exposing persecution of their faith. Israel, rally in Tel Aviv marks 19th year of persecution of Falun Gong in China. 13 days of sleep deprivation. Chinese tourists proud of Falun Dafa. And Indonesia, rally and parade in Bali call for ending persecution. Now for the stories.
Falun Gong rally in New York protests CCP's 19 years of persecution. Falun Gong practitioners from the greater New York area gathered in Manhattan this week to commemorate fellow practitioners who died in the 19 years of persecution of the practice in China. The Chinese Communist regime launched the persecution of Falun Gong, a mind and body practice guided by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, 19 years ago on July 20, 1999. Practitioners held a rally and candlelight vigil on July 16th at the Chinese embassy to mourn those who lost their lives and to call for an immediate end to the atrocities still taking place in China. Carrying banners calling for an immediate end to the persecution, practitioners also demanded the trial of Jiang Zemin, former Chinese leader who started the brutal 19-year persecution. Later that evening, a candlelight vigil was held to commemorate Falun Gong practitioners who died in China for refusing to give up their faith. A number of speakers addressed the rally. Dr. Zhang Erping, spokesperson for the Falun Dafa Information Center, pointed out that Jiang started the persecution in 1999 out of jealousy because Falun Gong practitioners outnumbered the membership of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. For 19 years, numerous practitioners were incarcerated and tortured. Over 4,000 died as a result, and many had their organs harvested while they were still alive for organ transplants. The persecution has destroyed human nature and universal values and is an unprecedented catastrophe. I wish to raise awareness of the persecution so that more people can help stop it, said Dr. Zhang. Ms. Yi Rong from the Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP said that even in the face of relentless persecution, the Falun Gong practitioners upheld their belief and tirelessly helped people to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. So far, over 309 million Chinese people have quit. At the same time, Falun Gong has grown and is practiced on all continents by people of different races and nations. Ms. Yi added that besides the importance of individuals of breaking free from the Chinese Communist Party, so many people quitting the party will provide a peaceful transition to a new China without the CCP.
Mother tortured to death, father arrested for exposing persecution of their faith. It was a hard choice for Ms. Zhang Hongyu. 4 years ago, she decided to come to the United States, and that meant she had to leave her father alone in China. Her mother was tortured to death a year before, only 3 months after being arrested for practicing Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party. The police kept harassing Ms. Zhang and her father, Mr. Zhang Ming, following her mother's death. Ms. Zhang's wish to go abroad grew ever stronger. She wanted to expose her family's persecution to international society and help stop the persecution of millions of families like hers. Once she left and started a new life in a foreign country, time quickly passed. She was fulfilling her deeply held mission, but Ms. Zhang never stopped worrying about her father. Her heart sank when she heard that her father had been arrested on June 29, 2018. He and another Falun Gong practitioner were seized by the police while distributing literature which exposed the persecution. The police ransacked Mr. Zhang's apartment and confiscated all his homemade pamphlets as well as the computer and printer he used to make them. Mr. Zhang was detained in a detention center in Dandong City and was not allowed visitors. Ms. Zhang said, "The detention centers and prisons in China are very evil places. Many Falun Gong practitioners suffer unimaginable torture there. Some are tortured to death." With the memory of the tortures that killed her mother 5 years ago still vivid in her mind, Ms. Zhang knew too well what could happen to her father in the detention center. She said, "It's especially concerning that the detention center denies family visitation of my father. None of us know how he is doing right now. He might be facing life-threatening danger every minute. I'm very worried about him." Having lost her mother in the persecution, Ms. Zhang is desperate to rescue her father. She is calling upon international society to pay attention to her father's case and pressure the authorities to release him and all other illegally detained Falun Gong practitioners.
Israel. Rally in Tel Aviv marks 19th year of persecution of Falun Gong in China. Falun Dafa practitioners from all over Israel gathered in front of the Chinese embassy in Tel Aviv on Tuesday, July 10th, to protest the Chinese communist regime's persecution of the practice. Falun Dafa is a spiritual practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. It includes 5 simple meditative exercises. Jiang Zemin, the former head of the Chinese Communist Party, gave orders that Falun Dafa be banned on July 19, 1999, and set in motion a violent suppression campaign. Practitioners in China have since been systematically detained, incarcerated, and tortured for their faith. They are also killed for organs to supply the lucrative organ transplant industry in China. Each year, practitioners around the world mark July 20th with peaceful rallies and invite the public to participate and take a stance. Practitioners in Israel stood with banners condemning the persecution and held photos of practitioners who have died as a result of the persecution. Many passers-by stopped to read the banners. Some came especially to support the protest, and one even traveled several hours on public transportation to participate. Several speakers took part in the rally. The leader of the Falun Dafa Association in Israel said, "It's been almost 20 years hearing of a violent regime that is unable to suppress a group of people that would not commit a single violent act. The secret of how they've stood firm for almost 20 years against such a brutal persecution is that they succeeded in not letting fear, struggle, and violence penetrate their hearts. And they are able to keep in their hearts only truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance." On Saturday, 3 days prior to the rally in front of the Chinese embassy, practitioners gathered on the plaza in front of the Habima Theater in Tel Aviv to demonstrate the Falun Gong exercises and tell passers-by, culture seekers, young people, and tourists about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The event took place at twilight, when some city residents go out with their children to play in the main plaza in front of the theater before sunset. The practitioners' exercise demonstration created a harmonious and soothing atmosphere. As audience members left the theater, they came to ask about Falun Dafa, where could they learn the exercises, and about the persecution in China. Many people took leaflets and paper lotus flowers.
Days of sleep deprivation. Mr. Wang Yongheng, a Falun Gong practitioner and attorney from Dalian City, Liaoning Province, represented and defended several Falun Gong practitioners against charges fabricated by the Chinese regime. He was arrested by more than 20 police officers in July 2009 and sentenced to 7 years in prison. His case was included in the United Nations 2010 Special Rapporteur Report on Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. Mr. Wang was deprived of sleep for 13 days in the Shenyang No. 1 prison, which eventually caused him to make a forced so-called confession on camera. He recounted, "In 2009, I was sentenced to 7 years in prison for publishing several articles that criticized the Chinese communist regime for violating the rights of Falun Gong practitioners. While in prison, I suffered vicious beatings, solitary confinement, and starvation, and I was deprived of the right to purchase daily necessities. The worst experience, however, was sleep deprivation for 13 consecutive days and nights in 2012. The prison started a new round of brutality against detained Falun Gong practitioners in early 2012, with the goal to completely annihilate Falun Gong in prison. To put it plainly, the prison intended to use all means possible to try to make us practitioners give up our belief in Falun Gong. In order to stop me from getting in touch with other inmates, the prison moved me to the cafeteria and assigned a criminal inmate to watch me around the clock. In the following months, I started to hear rumors that Falun Gong practitioners in other wards were being deprived of sleep as a way to force them to give up their belief. After the lunch break on May 8th, I was taken to an interrogation room. There were over a dozen people in the room. I also saw about 20 electric batons of various lengths on the windowsill. I was secured to an iron chair torture device. My feet were bound at the ankles and my arms were constrained on both sides. I was later left with four inmates and two or three guards in the room. I was shown video programs that defamed Falun Gong and deprived of sleep. About 6 days into the sleep deprivation, I started to experience hallucinations. At first, I could still discern illusions from reality, but later I couldn't. I couldn't remember who I was or whether I had lived in this world. I felt completely terrified and had a mental breakdown. After the incident, I wrote a guarantee statement that I would no longer practice Falun Gong, but I also made it clear that deep down in my heart, I'd never betray my faith. They then went one step further and demanded that I admit my so-called crime in front of a camera. Later, in July 2015, I saw some arrested human rights lawyers admitting their so-called crimes on TV, and I wondered if they had also been subjected to what I experienced.
Chinese tourists proud of Falun Dafa. I have been talking to people about Falun Dafa at a tourist site in Paris for nearly 4 years. I have experienced many precious encounters I would like to share. Despite the heavy snow, some practitioners and I were distributing Falun Dafa informational materials one day. Although our fingers were frozen, we wanted to tell tourists from China the facts about Falun Dafa. We noticed tourists getting off a bus and heading toward a restaurant. When some of them saw a few practitioners sitting in the lotus position doing the Falun Dafa meditation, they shouted, "Oh, wow, look! Falun Dafa practitioners are still sitting on the ground despite the heavy snow." "The Chinese Communist Party is afraid of them," said one person. "They send police officers in plain clothes to arrest them in secret. There are practitioners at my workplace. That's how I know." Another tourist chimed in and said, "We have seen them everywhere on this trip, wherever we go." I told them that's true. People worldwide know that Falun Dafa is good and the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance that they follow is wonderful. Only the CCP persecutes Falun Dafa. They listened attentively when I talked about Dafa, the political movements, the persecution, and the nearly 80 million deaths that the CCP has on its conscience. I then gave them Dafa informational materials and said, "If you go abroad, you can see what you can't see at home in China." A few smiled at us, gave us a thumbs up, and said, "Bravo, Falun Dafa." On another occasion, a young couple stopped and asked me for some Dafa brochures. They wanted to take them back to China. "What you told me about Falun Dafa," she said, "it's different from what I learned about from the textbooks at school, which was all very negative. But what you said made me feel good about Dafa. I feel that it's a good cultivation system." I gave her some materials and software for breaking through the internet blockade so she could find some good information reported outside of China. "I suggest that you go online and download a precious book called Zhuan Falun that practitioners read every day. This book has the answers to many of your questions. You will also come to understand why practitioners do not give up their faith and why they tell people the facts about Dafa."
Indonesia. Rally and parade in Bali call for ending persecution. Falun Gong practitioners in Bali, Indonesia, held a series of activities in Denpasar, the capital of Bali, on July 15, 2018, commemorating 19 years of Falun Gong's peaceful resistance against the Chinese Communist Party's persecution and calling for public support to help stop the CCP atrocities. Their activities included a group exercise, rally, parade, signature collection, and a candlelight vigil. A waist drum troupe led the parade, followed by banners and a group of practitioners holding photos of fellow practitioners who died from the persecution. Many spectators gave practitioners a thumbs up. They praised Falun Gong and expressed their support. Many people signed the petition calling for an end to the CCP's crimes of harvesting organs from living Falun Gong practitioners. They were appalled by the brutality of the persecution and wanted to help stop it. Three tourists from China were happy to see the Falun Gong activities. They took introductory flyers and decided to quit all the communist organizations they had joined before. Practitioners lit candles in the evening and mourned their fellow practitioners who had died from the CCP's persecution. They were determined to continue work on clarifying the facts and calling for an end to the atrocities. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.